ABC Radio Australia.
Prime Minister James Marape ibin bekim askim blong vanimo green na leader blong opposition Mr. Belden Nama who said he like save won him something PNG government by making long address him all heavy where he woklong come up now he saw him big blog bagara pe woklong come up now long Papua na West Papua province long Indonesia. Mr. Nama, you talk me worry all same all everywhere you walk long come up now long Indonesia, by Suruki go long all people belong long Vanimo Green, now border province long PNG.
There has been intrusions by Indonesian military into our side of the border. Mr. Speaker, what is the Prime Minister doing with the safety of our people who are living on the border between Indonesia and Papua New Guinea? I have not even witnessed beefing up of our troops along the border between Shandong and Western province. Are we going to allow our people to continue to live in fear, Mr. Prime Minister?
Mr. Nama, I talk thank you long Governor Blong Oro na Eastern Islands Province, M. Gary Jufa na Peter Numu, na Governor Blong National Capital District, Powers Pakop, long son of strong, long heavy Blong West Papua, na emi lacking by PNG government, he must make him more walk long talk strong long this plateau.
Firstly, let me take this opportunity to highly commend the three governors of our country, Honorable Powers Pakop, Governor for NCD, Honorable Gary Jufa, the Governor for Oro, and Honorable Peter Numu, the Governor for Eastern Islands, who have taken to the streets to denounce the atrocities and the actions of the Indonesian government in the way they have been treating our Melanesian brothers and sisters in West Papua. I highly commend you. You are true Melanesian leaders and heroes of our country.
Mr. Marape, he talk underneath long all international law and agreement, PNG by non up long talk long issue where he come up inside long Indonesia, long one name, Indonesia, ME one plus sovereign state.
General outlook of foreign policy stance as friends to all enemies to none. Whatever happens in Indonesian borders is a sovereign issue that belongs to the sovereign state of Indonesia. As a neighboring nation, we can only pass our view, pass our advice, say our consents.
Mr. Marape, he talks about all West Papua people, he come along PNG, also more refugees. By PNG government, he can help him all.
Let me announce to the world, if refugee situation happens, we are Melanesians, we are prepared to bend our last toya to accept refugees into our land. That is if they come. As Melanesians, our hospitality remains, even to our own cost. We will take care of them.
Naimi talk, now yet, emi been talk finish long display every blong West Papua, one time government blong Indonesia, tassel emi must respect him Indonesia too.
Consents to the issues of human rights, and we've sent and expressed, and I've summoned the Indonesian ambassador to my office at the first instance, and he's conveyed on behalf of government and people of Papua New Guinea our expression of dissatisfaction that human rights, if unnecessarily cost, is happening on the other side. And so, as far as responsibility to the greater international neighborhoods we have, we've sent that, remitted that consent through the proper diplomatic channel across to the palace in Jakarta, and the palace has had our consents.
And we talk now yet by only waiting to all report all some all United Nations human rights by go making work pine out long display heavy.
So our contribution at the PIF was that the United Nations team not only are certain that violence and abuse are taking place, but may they also look deeper into the root cause of what is happening, if there are any underlying dynamics that is at play.